The commission that's supposed to come up with answers to the problems in public education in New York State is in the midst of a statewide fact-finding tour. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, that group came through central New York yesterday.
Talana Jones' son, Kareem Tajay, has Down syndrome and is flourishing in the third grade in the Syracuse City School District. Success she pins on his experience in an inclusive pre-K program.
We know without early intervention, without preschool, he wouldn't have been where he is today.
Jones and others emphasize the need for pre-K if the state is going to turn around statistics that rank New York 34th in test results, but first in education spending. The New York State Education Reform Commission is supposed to come up with a series of proposals to do that by the end of the year. So far, Commission Chair Dick Parsons says hearings have pointed to a need for more pre-K programs, as well as a need to more equitably reallocate resources. He admits the final plan could be controversial.
Somebody's ox has got to get gored, and to those whose ox get gored, you know, they'll be controversial, but what we're going to try and do is what the little slogan says. Putting students first.
Will they be able to do that? Margaret Deal of Parents for Public Schools in Syracuse says the commission may have good intentions, but she was wondering if that's enough.
A lot of this, especially the funding, that's with our elected officials, and that is such a hot potato, and that's where I see the problem.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.